USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It goes up and it goes down, but when it goes down this much, it's of great concern to many. Wall Street stocks, including the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down around 600 points in late morning trading on Wall Street, as investors are concerned after the bond market put out what's seen as a strong sign of a possible recession coming soon. The NASDAQ down more than 180 points at last check. One of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged victims filing one of the first lawsuits since his suicide over the weekend. A woman who claims she was raped and sexually assaulted repeatedly by the multimillionaire in his Manhattan townhouse when she was 14 and 15, filing a lawsuit against Epstein's estate under a new law that just took effect in New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dayton, Ohio authorities say police definitely prevented more people from being shot when a gunman opened fire in an entertainment district recently, killing 9 people. They say the shooter shot a total of 26 people in just 30 seconds before police fired on him, leading him to ultimately fatally shoot himself. More on the case now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware.
The Philadelphia Orchestra and the San Francisco Opera have canceled scheduled performances by Placido Domingo as they're waiting for the outcome of a sexual harassment investigation. But the Metropolitan Opera in New York says the 78-year-old will be performing as scheduled there next month. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A major drug bust in Australia involving the active ingredient found in ecstasy tablets. Here's John Clemens with more.
The active ingredient is MDMA that is used to make ecstasy tablets. John Wacker of the Queensland Police Department reports the seizure involves some of the highest purity of the drug and could have made millions of pills.
We believe the drug would have been diluted with other agents, and Queensland health analysts advised the seizure had the potential to make between 6 to 12 million capsules.
Authorities report 6 people have been arrested and that the seizure was part of an international organized crime syndicate.
Rapper ASAP Rocky has been found guilty of assault in Sweden. The New York artist wasn't present in court a few hours ago when the verdict was announced, and he won't have to go back as he received a suspended sentence, though he was ordered to pay damages to the victim involved in a street brawl earlier this summer in Stockholm. Rock band Guns N' Roses settling a lawsuit over a beer called Guns N' Rosé. The band accused a Colorado brewery, Oscar Blues, of trademark infringement. A court document this week says both sides agreed to a settlement and are working on a written settlement that would dismiss the lawsuit. Remember, you can find us online anytime, our newly redesigned websites at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.